Regina, the province has announced that the initial intake period is now open for the 2024-25 Saskatchewan Veterans Service Club Support Program. Applications under the program are being accepted to May 15, 2024. The announcement was made Friday in Lumsden by Minister of Parks, Culture and Sport Laura Ross. Our province's veteran service clubs work tirelessly on behalf of our communities, and we are thankful for the important work they do year-round, Ross said in a statement. In 2023-24, a total of 77 grants were awarded to clubs across Saskatchewan, and our government is proud to continue supporting veterans, their families and their communities through this program. The program is delivered by the Royal Canadian Legion, Saskatchewan Command, the Saskatchewan Army, Navy and Air Force veterans and the Government of Saskatchewan. It was introduced in 2019-20 to provide grants to veteran service organizations for such things as repairs and upgrades, special events, operations, programs and activities. Over $4.5 million has been allocated to 312 applicants in over 115 communities since the program's inception. For this coming year, total funding is $1.5 million. There are two planned application intake periods, with groups eligible to receive up to $30,000. This grant has been an incredible opportunity for not only Legion branches, but other veteran service clubs around the province, Royal Canadian Legion, Saskatchewan Command President Carol Peterson said in a news release. Legion branches around the province have been able to do significant upgrades to their facilities, prolonging the life of their buildings. We are greatly thankful for the ongoing support and look forward to seeing more improvements in the upcoming year. On behalf of the ANAVETS members, staff and directors, I would like to thank the Government of Saskatchewan for their commitment to veterans, their families and friends throughout Saskatchewan, ANAVETS President Rick Taylor said in a news release. The grants over the past 5 years have enhanced the operations and infrastructure for our individual units with needed repairs and upgrades at a time that we could not afford them. Thanks again for a wonderful well-thought-out grant program.